Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
In which?
In which?
Vidam.
Vidam.
This.
This.
Sadasa.
Sadasa.
Supreme Lord and His different energies.
Supreme Lord and different energies.
Atmataya.
Atmataya.
The root of all cause and effect.
The root of all cause.
Vibhati.
Vibhati.
Manifest.
Manifest.
Maya.
Maya.
Illusion.
Illusion.
Viveka Viduti.
Viveka Viduti.
Liberated by consideration.
Liberated by consideration.
Shaji.
Shaji.
On the rope.
On the rope.
Va.
Va.
Or.
Va.
Vahi.
Abhi.
Serpent.
Serpent.
Buddhi.
Buddhi.
Intelligence.
The intelligence.
Tam.
Tam.
Unto him.
Unto him.
Nitya.
Nitya.
Eternally.
Eternally.
Mukta.
Mukta.
Liberated.
Liberated.
Parishuddha.
Parishuddha.
Uncontaminated,
uncontaminated,
Nishuddha,
Nishuddha,
pure,
pure,
Tattvam,
Tattvam,
truth,
truth,
Pratyuda,
Pratyuda,
transcendental,
transcendental,
Karma,
Karma,
fruit of activities,
fruit of activities,
Kalila,
Kalila,
impurity,
impurity,
Prakritam,
Prakritam,
situated in spiritual energy,
situated in spiritual energy,
Prabhupada,
Prabhupada,
surrender,
surrender.
Like the Supreme Personality of God had manifested Himself as one with the cause and effect within this body. But one who has transcended the illusory energy by deliberate consideration, which clears the misconception of a snake or a rope, can understand that the Parama is eternally transcendental to the material creation and situated in pure eternal energy. Thus the Lord is transcendental to all material contamination. Unto Him only must one surrender. Therefore, this verse is specifically stated to divide the mind by the conclusion of oneness without differentiation between the individual soul and the Supreme Soul. The mind by the conclusion is where living entity and the Supreme Soul are one. There is no difference. The mind bodies proclaim that there is no separate existence outside the impersonal Brahman, and that the feeling of separation is Maya, or an illusion by which one considers a rope to be a snake. The rope and the snake argument is generally offered by the Mayavadi philosophers. Therefore, these words, which represent Vibharta, Vada, are specifically mentioned herein. Actually, Paramatma, the Super Soul, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He is eternally liberated. In other words, the Supreme Personality of God is living in this body along with the individual soul, and is confirmed in the Vedas. They are like the two friends sitting in the same tree. Yet Paramatma is above the illusory energy. The illusory energy is called Bahiranga Shakti, or external energy, and the living entity is called Tatastha Shakti, or marginal beliefs. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the marginal energy is represented as earth, water, fire, air, sky, etc., and the spiritual energy, the living entity, are both energies of the Supreme Lord. Even though the energies and the energetic are identical, the living entity, individual soul, being prone to be influenced by the external energy, considers the Supreme Personality of God to be one with Himself. The word Prapadye is also significant as a verse, refers to the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita. In another place the Lord says, Bhagunam Jamanama Teganamama Prapadyate. This Prapadye, or Sharanam Raja, refers to the individual surrender to the Supreme Soul. The individual soul, when surrendered, can understand that the Supreme Personality of God, although situated within the heart of the individual soul, is superior to the individual soul. The Lord is always transcendental to the material manifestation, even though it appears that the Lord and the material manifestation are one and the same. According to the Vaishnava philosophy, He is one and different simultaneously. The material energy is manifestation of external potency, and since the potency is identical with the potent, it appears that the Lord and the individual soul are one. But actually, the individual soul is under the influence of material energy, and the Lord is always transcendental to them. Unless the Lord is superior to the individual soul, there is no question of prapadye, or surrender unto Him. This word prapadye refers to the process of devotional service. Simply by non-devotional speculation on the rope and snake, one cannot approach the absolute truth. Therefore, devotional service is stressed as more important than deliberation or mental speculation to understand the absolute truth. Translation: the Supreme Personality of God manifests Himself as one with the cause and effect within his body by one who has transcended the illusory energy by deliberate consideration, which clears the misconception of a snake or a rope, and understand that the Paramatma is eternally transcendental, with the material creation situated in pure internal energy. Thus, the Lord is transcendent to all material contamination. Unto him only must one surrender. So here we have the example of the rope and the snake. So that example is that we see a rope in a dark place and we think it is a snake. So this is an example of Brahma, or mistake, or illusion, where we think one thing is something else. So that example is given to show that our perception of the world is also Brahma. So we see the world as one thing, but it actually isn't like that. So we make a mistake. The world we see is actually illusion. It's not what we think it is. So this example is used by the impersonalists to support the idea that only Brahman exists. But due to this idea of mistaking one thing for another, we see a material world which really doesn't exist. What does exist is only Brahman, but we see a world in its place, just like we see a snake instead of a rope. So this is what we call the impersonal philosophy. So in this philosophy, there is no room for material energy or for the jiva. The jiva also, we think we are in this world and whatever, it's also an illusion. Of course, we have another illusion, we think we're the body, not the soul, but even to think we're the soul is also the illusion, because only Brahman exists. So matter, or the Bahiranga Shakti, and Jiva Dasa Shakti, both are illusion, according to this. So in other words, there is no Shakti, only Brahman exists. And everything we see is only due to illusion. So this automatically excludes the reality of the material world, and it automatically excludes the possibility of the process of bhakti. Or at least it's a final process, because in the process of bhakti we have a relationship between the jiva and the Supreme Lord. So in Shankara's philosophy there's no relationship because the jiva is illusory. So here where it says, Prapadyaya, I surrender, this must indicate a difference. Or as Prabhupada quotes here in the, from the Bhagavad Gita, Sharanam Braja, I surrender to you, Supreme Lord. There is a person surrendering and there is a person to surrender to, an object of surrender. This indicates two persons, not one. So in this way, we have presented here the idea that though we may have this idea that let us negate the whole material world and we're left with Brahman, at the same time, that also is not correct. So the first misconception is, I think I'm in the material world and it's real, not my material body. Then we come to the conception, no, this is all illusion, and I am spirit. But even that, in itself, is not a complete realization. So to go that far is half correct, but not completely correct. So we have to go beyond that and understand that I exist, but also the Supreme Lord exists. And that relationship is one of surrender. So that is what is stated here. So though the Lord is covered in this material world and we cannot perceive him, and even the jiva is covered and we cannot perceive the jiva, the whole point of scripture is to give us the opportunity to understand we're not body, and also understand the Supreme Lord. So both things are there. So that is why it is a little confusing. The scriptures are a little confusing sometimes because they may present only one aspect. Or if we only take one particular section of the scripture, then we will only see one aspect. So in Bhagavad Gita, for instance, most of the second chapter is concerned with you're not the body, you're the Atma, you're the Atma, the Atma. And most of it up until chapter 7 is only about Atma. Very rarely does it mention, maybe two or three places, about the Supreme Lord. Mostly it's all Atma. So then we may think it's all just, I'm not the body, I'm soul. And that's as far as we go. But when we read the middle six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, then we understand, no, there's something else, the Supreme Lord is there. So similarly, in the Upanishads, if we take some sections, then we'll also think, oh, yes, the material world is false. Everything is illusion, and only Brahman exists. Because it makes statements like that. But then we have to take the other part of the Upanishads, the other part of the Vedas, and see that they also say something else. So there are several stages of realization. One is negate the material world and understand the spirit. The other is to also understand the Supreme Lord exists. So we cannot separate the two and say, I'll only take the first part and not the second part. Of course, if we take the first part, that is considered better than simply enjoying in the material world. So it's some sort of solution. But the Vaishnavas generally consider this first option as actually not favorable. Because by concentrating on that, we block the progress of devotion. So therefore, if we get involved in jnana, we stop or interrupt our possibilities of getting bhakti. So therefore, that impersonal realization is generally condemned. So it is presented within the Bhagavatam also, and we'll have whole sections dedicated to that, the 11th canto and 3rd canto. And here we have indications of it. But, and it's not completely rejected in one sense because it's there, but has to be understood in its proper place, in proper context. So that is why in the Bhagavatam we have this idea of the Lord is Advaita Jnana. He is one, but he is manifest as Brahman, as Paramatma, and as Bhagavan. And though it's all one, it's not all equal. There's difference in the realizations, even though it is one Lord. So the amount of bliss by realizing each is different. So this is a very central concept to the Bhagavatam and to the Gaudiya philosophy, that we have within Supreme Lord different types of realization. So they're not incorrect, they're not illusory, but at the same time, they have some relative importance. And the final realization is the realization of Bhagavan. So the Bhagavan does not reject this type of realization, say it's illusory, but the philosophy around it tends to, that is not the Bhagavatam philosophy about jnana, but those who follow this path start using logic, and then they offend the Lord. So this becomes unfavorable for bhakti. So therefore, many of the impersonals will conclude the Lord does not exist, only Brahman exists. Concepts of the Lord are material. The form of God is material. That's ultimately illusory. So in this way, this becomes offensive and therefore not favorable for bhakti. So jnana in its pure form, and nothing wrong with it in one sense because it is a stage. But when philosophers begin to speculate and argue, they come to certain conclusions which are actually upper up. Offense. So that is why Bhaktivedanta says do not listen to the philosophy of impersonalism and commentaries and all of this. It's simply poisonous. Because in there we'll find aparad. statements made against the Supreme Lord and the Swami. So the statements are there in the Bhagavatam and in the Upanishads, so we do not reject those, but we take that as a partial realization of the Supreme Lord only, not a complete realization. And in this way, we don't have to reject the conclusions of the Vedas, but at the same time, we understand that those statements are not final, just as we also do not criticize the Karmakanda. We understand it is only one section, and it is a partial section for people who are less advanced, that's all. So we don't condemn it, but we understand it's not practical for people of Kali Yuga. So similarly, we do not condemn Brahman as such, but we understand it is only a partial realization of the Supreme Lord.
Because they are not sincere, that's why they are not able to get the, and they have some their own motives and preconceived notions, that's why they are not able to see the real truth in scriptures.
Well, it usually depends on association. If they associate with the people who are going in that direction, then they will simply follow them and then end up with getting influenced by that. Huh? But we see that not all impersonalists are anti-God. So Sukadeva became a devotee. So he wasn't opposed to the idea of God at all. But he was just interested in Brahman at that particular time. And he actually became Amarama. But when he heard the Bhagavatam, then he became a devotee. So if he had actually considered the Lord false and committed aparads, then he would not have any attraction at all for hearing the Bhagavatam. So some impersonalists are not negative against the Supreme Lord, and they also worship the Supreme Lord. And the conclusion of the Bhagavatam is you can't even get liberation, even impersonal liberation, unless you do respect the Lord. If you don't, you fall from your position. It's not actually so, because we have many forms of impersonalism. We'll have Nayakas and Vaisheshikas and something who are quite impersonal. Also, but they're not Mayavadis as such, because they're also ascribed to Shankar's philosophy. They actually came before Shankar. Not so Mayavad philosophy, particularly Shankar's philosophy, in which he says the world is illusion. Now, the Sankhya persons, they don't say the world is illusion, but then they say, and they also don't say God is illusion, or whatever, but they also don't really worship God at all. So they're also not, then we consider them impersonalists in one sense, because they don't have a personal form of God. Nevertheless, they don't say the world is illusion. So that is a particular aspect of Shankara's Mayavada philosophy. So not all impersonalists are Mayavadis.
Same.
No, they're not particularly Mayavadis. Mayavada refers to the Shankara's philosophy. He's born 1,000 years ago only. We had impersonalism before that.
Kumaras are explaining Gyan Yoga here.
Well, also Bhakti, the next verse is very Bhakti. So it's a mixture.
Yeah, for example, even in this verse there is so much of...
You could take it as a Gyan verse also.
So can you say that you can also, you guys are also spreading Gyan?
Huh?
Once we have bhakti, everything is liberated.
Well, the jnanis concentrate simply on the impersonal aspect, so the devotees don't want to do that. Nevertheless, we should also understand we're not the body. That should be there. But we don't get into the impersonal aspect, which is what many jnanis do, no form, no qualities.
The last word in the Vrindavan Bhakti is surrender to the Lord. Doesn't it lead to the Bhakti rather than Jnana?
Yeah. But you could say, I surrender to Brahman. I merge into Brahman. For instance, in the Gita in chapter 4, there's a whole section that talks about the different people, the different processes. And they offer themselves into Brahman or whatever like that. So there's that idea is also there.
But how this comes, the question is Mayavadi, how this eternal classifications?
Hmm?
The question is Mayavadi, Brahmavadi, how these classifications, are they eternal?
Well, Jnana is eternal in the sense that Kumar has preached Jnana. And Brahman is eternal. So that's that Jnana is eternal. Because Jnana is an aspect, Brahman is an aspect of the Supreme Lord.
Well, this Brahman also has a lot of interpretations. This word, Brahman, has a lot of interpretations.
Well, it can sometimes mean material energy, because it just means that which is great. But usually, obviously, it means non-material. But sometimes it can mean the Atma, sometimes it can mean the Supreme Lord.
Narantara Sri Shashi Mahapadam Ki
Jai
Jonas Mahan Maharaj Ki
Jai
Jui Nishe Sri Krishna Sampra Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai
Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai Jai